Psalm number 137. Psalm 137. Beginning at verse number 1, where it reads, "By the rivers of Babylon there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, for there they that carried us away required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing in the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones." I want to talk this morning from what I have decided to call never forget. Never forget. Why don't you look at your neighbor and shake their hand and tell them, never forget. Never forget. They rushed forward and fell into each other's arms like long-last lovers, reunited after years of lonely separation. Their embrace lasted for what seemed like forever, making me fearful and uncomfortable. She heaved and convulsed and cried crocodile tears as she publicly flaunted the fruits of white privilege and white supremacy. There she stood upon a pedestal of white fragility and reigned over a courtroom filled with white nationalists, a murderous gang of blue avengers, and some obsequious coons, mammies, and broken-down, brainwashed Negroes. My mouth filled with bile and vomit as I struggled to swallow, along with the shame, embarrassment, and humiliation that they should have felt. All of it bubbled and tumbled into my queasy stomach as I gasped for air, suffocating under the heavy weight of this disgraceful and appalling spectacle. Some privileged crackers like movie star Chris Evans, Texas Republican Senator Lion Ted Cruz, and former Trump UN Ambassador Nikki Haley described the scene as easily one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, a beautiful, powerful example of Christian love and forgiveness, and an example of faith, love, and forgiveness, respectively. Doubtless, there may be some among us now who see what I saw as unfortunate and reprehensible to the true manifestation of the love of Christ. To err is to human, to forgive divine. All people commit sins and make mistakes. God forgives them, and people are acting in a godlike or divine way when they forgive. This saying is from an essay on criticism by Alexander Pope, a dirty English cracker writing apologetically at the height of the brutal and inhumane British-run slave trade of black flesh to the Americas. And I concede he may be right about forgiveness in some cases, but I tend to resonate with Chauncey DeVega, who wrote in an article entitled "Black America Owes No Forgiveness, How Christianity Hinders Racial Justice," that the expectation that black people will always and immediately forgive the violence done to them by the state or by individual white people is a bizarre and sick American ritual. Forgiveness may indeed come as a response to confession of sin and repentance or turning away from sin so that the divine and human intercommunity, family, and even intrapsychic relationships between conflicting members may be addressed. To be sure, forgiveness is a step toward the reconciliation of broken relations. However, the question becomes, how can we be reconciled to an unrepentant oppressor who refuses to admit responsibility for repair of the intentional damage they have caused to black souls and black bodies? This query is at the root of the question raised in verse 4 of Psalm 137. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Psalm 137 is characterized as a community lament. Community lament arises during the time of national crises, and we must admit that Black America is in the midst of a full-blown crisis of gargantuan proportions. We are assaulted on every side. Our religion invites us to serve an enemy savior. Our sources of knowledge are tainted with the smudge of unrepentant white racist misrepresentations of their empirical perceptions of truth. Our political landscape is littered with prejudicial policies that favor and benefit the rich and well-to-do, while the struggling strugglers are left to continue to struggle on. There is reason to lament, to cry out, to protest, to scream, to curse, and not bless those who create, facilitate, and operate a system of bias, injustice, discrimination, and hate in service to black destruction. Listen to the haunting sorrow injected in the implied melody of lament. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our harps, for there our captors ask us for songs, and our tormentors ask for mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Here the children done been down through there once again. The educated, strong, and resourceful brothers and sisters had all been exiled, deported, and enslaved in Babylon. The Babylonian slavers are trying to force the children to join them in mocking Yahweh, their God. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. In a sense, they are being asked to make fun of themselves, to be entertainers and to participate in their own debasement, to run and jump and dance and sing while simultaneously living lives of enslavement. They are sad and despondent because they're being invited to disrespect their God, their culture, and their ancestors through misappropriation of their sacred selves. Oh, my precious sister and my powerful brethren, how I wish I was preacher enough to help you to see from the perspective of the children here. They had arrived at a place where they were no longer inclined to praise God, because their enemies had stolen them, co-opted and commodified them, turned them from persons into things, implements for misuse. They hated that they had been disconnected from Zion, their motherland, and so they wept and mourned, blending their tears with flowing tributaries of Babylon, when in essence they were created to function as sacred vessels of worship. So they hung their harps in the trees. There is a deep and abiding sense of alienation in the voice of the psalmist. The psalmist is expressing a deep commitment to home, Jerusalem, which corresponds to her or his connection to God. For us, this idea represents our commitment to be true to our African selves, our beautiful black selves, which are vessels of ancestral blessings. Even though they're working on your mind, you can't forget. Say, I can't forget. The ancestors keep talking to me, so I can't forget. I know who I am. I know where I come from. And even though we are living in this strange land, we will never forget the land from which we come. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. This is serious. The psalmist says, break me down. If I forget, I'm willingly subject myself to paralysis and physical deterioration if I forget. Lord, strike my hand with the palsy and cut off my voice box so that I might not utter another word if I forget. Sisters and brothers, we can't forget. Don't get me wrong. I understand that life is more bearable when you give yourself permission to forget. It's easier to just turn on the game, watch the Falcons lose again, forget the boycott, be entertained, and forget. Just go shopping, buy things you can't afford, get all you can all you get, and sit on the can and just forget. Just get high, get numb, get medicated, get drunk, get freaky, get busy doing nothing. You can even just forgive so that you can forget. Don't get me wrong, I understand that it's easier to forget. Forget the murders of innocent black men and women. Forget the unjust incarceration of black people. Forget the criminalization, alienation, and miseducation of our children. Forget the rapes, the brutality, the experiments, the lynchings, the lies, and the disrespect. Forget about our right to reparations. Just forgive and forget. Is that what we should do? I hear somebody thinking out loud, but Reverend, is there no element of grace in your theology? Did you not know that grace is the unmerited favor of God? I hear you, and to that I respond, grace may be unmerited, but it must be requested. We must withhold forgiveness from those who refuse to repent, and we should never participate in the granting of cheap grace to people who kill us, destroy our minds, and refuse to deal justly with us. We should never forget. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But he did not say, I forgive them. Now, this is where the text gets real serious. The text says, don't forget, remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem's fall, how they said, tear it down to its foundations. O daughter Babylon, you devastator, happy shall they be who pay you back for what they have done to us. Happy shall they be who take your little ones and dash them against the rock. This is an imprecatory prayer. It is a curse being deployed against the enemies of the children of Israel. The psalmist levels hatred against the Edomites and the Babylonians. Please understand, the Edomites were the Israelites' kinfolks. Jacob Israel was Esau's brother who became his enemy because Jacob ganked him out of his birthright and his inheritance. The Edomites were the children of Esau, and they had still had beef with Jacob. And so when the children got knocked off by the Babylonians, Jerusalem falls and its inhabitants enslaved. They, the Edomites, celebrated and started talking slick and grimy about the Israelites, saying, tear it down to its foundations. And so the psalmist says, remember that. Lord, these Negroes who love white folks and rubbing all on them and hugging all on them and don't give a damn about black people, remember that. Those who scratching and cooning, bending over and boot licking for crackers, remember that. Those black people who hate black people, punctified police, Aunt Jemima judges, flag saluting, MAGA head wearing, white Jesus loving traitor ass niggas, remember them and come against them. The psalmist is going in, but he ain't finished. Come here, you white devils, Babylon. The psalmist says, O daughter Babylon, you devastator, happy shall they be who pay you back for what you have done to us. Happy shall they be who take your little ones and dash them against the rock. The message is simple here. Do unto them as they have done unto you. And that's how this psalm ends. So what do we do with that? Now, let's be clear. White folks ain't never had a problem with killing our children. It is documented historical record that from the time of the enslavement of our people, well into the 20th century, they used newborn black babies as alligator bait. And not only that, you need to be clear about this. On May 19th, 1918, a mob of several hundred crackers brought a black woman named Mary Turner to Folsom Bridge, which separates Brooks and Lowndes counties in Georgia. The mob tied her ankles, hung her upside down from a tree, doused her with gasoline and motor oil, and set her on fire. She was alive when a member of the mob split her stomach open with a knife, and her unborn child fell on the ground. The baby was stomped and crushed as it fell to the ground. But you ain't never heard of no black folks killing no white children. So what do we do in response to this tragic, ungodly historical reality? Well, I'm glad you asked. The answer is never forget. Never forget. Time keep on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. The world keeps on turning, turning, and turning, and moments keep on slipping and slipping and slipping away, and we're getting a little bit older every day. But don't forget, never forget. Never forget who you're dealing with. Never let your guard down. Never forget. Always remember who you are. Never forget. Always remember the God who protects you. Never forget. Always remember the ancestors who watch over you. Never forget. I tell you, never forget. If you ever forget, God will remember. And one day, Elegba, the Orisha, will open a door and show us the road. Ogun will give us the technology and the knowledge to clear the road. Oshishi will give us the warrior spirit to fight the battle. And Shango will give us the power to forgive, to win. Never forget. Never forget. Never forget. He said, if I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem who said, raise it, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. That means destroy it, tear it down, and don't rebuild it. O daughter of Zion, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewarded thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. God is remembering even when we forget. God remembers what they did to us. God remembers, and God does not forget, and we can't forget what they did to us. We got to stand and we got to fight. We must protect ourselves and protect our communities by coming together and being strong examples of children of God. God is waiting on the children to stand up and fight. Stand up and give God praise right now. You ought to stand and give God praise and ball your fist up and throw your power sign in the air and say, I won't forget. I'll never forget. I can't forget. I won't forget. I cannot forget what God has done for me. I can't forget what Jesus did on Calvary. He went up on the cross. Didn't he do it, y'all? He went up on the cross and he died for your soul and for my soul. He died until the moon ran down in long lines of blood. He died till somebody said, surely, oh, surely, this must be the Son of God. They took him down off of that cross, put him in Joseph's borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night, Friday night. Didn't he do it, y'all? He stayed right there all day Saturday. Didn't he do it, y'all? He stayed right there all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up out of the grave with all power in his hand, power to call to mind, power to call us to remember what would happen to us, power to give us the strength to stand up against our enemies and fight the good fight. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he give you strength? Won't he give you power? Won't he give you power to put up a fight? Never forget. We cannot forget the good things that God has done for us.
Yeah.
While our enemies have tried to kill us at every hand, we serve a God who is able to protect us and to keep us in the midst of the foolishness of our enemies. We thank God today. And we offer Christ to you. Yeah. Oh. You come.
Oh, my sister.
Why don't you come?
God will bring you brand new life.
New life abundantly. Come on. Give God praise in this house. The invitation was given.
Hallelujah.
None accepted, but yet there is room. There is still room in this beloved community church. Let me invite you to form your circle of responsibility. Y'all had locked Lisa out the church house. Lord have mercy. Glad to see my members here today. Glad to see y'all. Y'all make a beautiful circle. Food pantry is open right now. Till 2:30. Want you to go down and get you a 30-pound box of food. Take it home with you and eat it all week and come back next Sunday with somebody with you. I said, bring somebody with you next Sunday to come and to share in our fellowship and to share in our food pantry. We are in the midst of some changes that are happening with the food pantry, and we need your prayers and your help and your support for us to be able to maintain this ministry. So know that every dime that you give to this church, a part of it goes to the food pantry and the building and the development and the upkeep of the food pantry. Ujima morning prayer happens at 7:15 every morning, Monday through Friday. You see the numbers on the screen, copy them down and dial them up and be a part of our morning prayer service. Wednesday at 5 is group therapy. It's a meeting that is based on AA or Alcoholics Anonymous or NA, Narcotics Anonymous. And we come and we sit and we discuss our issues and how to address them in this present day. Also, Bible study happens at 6 p.m. where we take a look at the text and we apply it to what's happening in our world around us. Who was at Bible study Wednesday? All right, I see. Okay, it's about a quarter of us. I need to see at least half of us at Bible study so we'll know what I'm talking about on Sunday. If you come on Wednesday, you'll know what I'm talking about on Sunday when I get to talking. Emoji meeting is Saturday, November the 8th. That's two Saturdays from now at 11 o'clock a.m. That's our church meeting where we pull together our plans and attempt to hold each other accountable for the development of the ministries of this church. So I need to see everybody here for that gathering, two Saturdays from now. All right, it's our duty to fight for our freedom. It's our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. Let's sing that together. It's our duty to fight for our freedom. It's our duty to win. It is our duty to win. Gotta love and support each other.
We must love and support each other.
We ain't got nothing to lose.
We have nothing to lose.
Y'all sing it. It's our duty to fight.
It's our duty to fight for our freedom.
It's our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We gotta love and support each other.
We gotta love and support each other.
We ain't got nothing to lose. Lord God, we thank you for this day, for everything that our eyes have seen and our ears have heard and what our hearts have experienced in this sacred space. We pray that we would take the spirit that was generated in this space with us as we go out into the world and engage a mean and evil world. We thank you that no one will have broken into our homes and stolen our stuff when we make it home. And we pray for journey graces and traveling mercies as we make our ways back to our different destinations. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you for everything. And we ask that as we leave this place, that we will never forget what has happened to us as a people, and that we will band together, become strong enough to fight against our enemies and keep our honor. I ask that in the name of sweet black Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our healer, our deliverer, and our soon coming king. And it's for his sake that I pray, amen.
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 Ashe.
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 Ashe. Now reach your hand high up in the sky and pull down a handful of power and pull it into your body and shout, Harambe. 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 Go in peace and go in power. Go in peace and go in power. We have nothing to